Okay. Achimelech, a long time ago, was a very schlechte king, an emperor of Rome, and his name was Adrianus. And he hated Jews. He could not stand Yiddishkeit. And as we know, the Romans were the ones that destroyed the second base of Mikdash and made a lot of tzoras for the Yidden. And this is what happened. One day, Adrianus' sister comes into the palace. "Oh, my little son, he's making trouble. It's a bad sign from the stars." Adrianus says, "My sister, what's wrong?" "My little boy, you know, the little baby that I had, Unculus, I put him in the crib, and the other babies, they play with dolls and they play with toys, and they always love the little getchkalet that I give them. But whenever I give Unculus a little getchkalet to play with, he throws it out of the crib. He'll play with his other toys, but the getchkas I give him, he throws out of the crib. He won't play with it. Like he can't stand it or something. It's a bad sign from the stars." And Adriana says, "My sister, he's just a little baby. Let's not worry anymore about these things. I don't know if you could say it's a bad sign from the stars. Don't get so upset." And a few years later, little Unculus is already a little bit bigger boy. And Adrianus' sister comes into the palace one day. "Oh, I have such problems with my child. Only that one child, that Unculus. I don't know what's wrong with him." "What's wrong?" "Well, first of all, I have a very not good report from his teacher in Getchka school. You know, every Roman child has to go to Getchka school." "Well, of course, that's the law in Rome." "Well, it's time to daven to the Getchkalach in the school, and Unculus refuses to bow down. He will not bow down to those Getchkalach." "Oh, this is serious." "And in his room, he refuses to have a Getchka in his room. He will not have it. The other rooms have Getchkas, but his room, no Getchka. Every other room in my house, you'll find a Getchka, but in his room, he will not have a Getchka." "Not in his room." He says, "No, mommy, I will not have it." And I say, "Why not?" And he says, "Mommy, this is something that I don't know if you'll understand, but I know that these Getchkas are baloney. They're nothing. They don't do a thing." And the mommy says, "It's not true. Every Roman has to daven to Getchkas. Don't you know? And your uncle Adrianus is the king. What if he would find out what you're saying? You'd be in big trouble." "Well, mommy, I can only do what's true. And these Getchkas are not true." And Adrianus says, "Look, he's a little kid, a little troublemaker. That's the way kids are. I'm going to think about it. It's pretty serious. But still, he's pretty young. And maybe too young to have enough smartness to really be against the Getchkas. When he gets older, maybe he'll straighten out." And then, Kenelach, a few months later, Unculus' mommy comes to her brother in the palace.
This is terrible. Oi, this is emergency. This is tragic. This is horrible. I can't believe it. My own son."
"What now? What now?" She says, now listen closely, Kenelach, because this is what got Adrianus very upset.
"I was putting away things in my son Unculus' drawers, and I opened up a drawer, and you know what I found?
I found a book.
I looked at the book. What's this? Doesn't look like any Getchka book. Doesn't look like any Roman book. And I opened up the book. I wanted to see, what's my son reading? What does he have in his drawers? And I opened it up and I couldn't even read what it was. What is this, Chinese? I can't even read this. She holds it different ways. I didn't even know what it was, some kind of a secret book. I didn't know what it was. So I took the book And I asked one of your officers, I didn't want to bother you, king, you're so busy, you're my brother, you're the king of Rome, I don't want to just bother you with anything, so I asked one of your officers, and his face turned white. Then it turned red, then it turned white again. He looked very upset. He says, this is Hebrew. This is the language of the Jews. And I think I know what this is. I've seen it before. This is called the Chumash. This is the book of the Jews. They call it the Torah. Oh, where did you find this? In my son's room, in his drawer. Oh, this is serious. Your son, Uncleus, has a Chumash in his drawer?
Yes.
And she went and told Adrianus, and he says, now I understand. From the time he was born, a troublemaker, throwing Gashkas out of his crib, not bowing down to Gashkas in school, not davening to the Gashkas, and now he's got a Jewish book in his drawer, a Chumash. Ooh, this is very serious. One day, Uncleus comes home, and his mother takes a look at him. What's that? What's that little hat you're wearing on your head? That's called a yarmulke, mommy. A what? A yarmulke. This reminds us of Hashem. Us? What do you mean, us? What are you talking about, us? Well, mommy, I have news for you. Not only I will not take the Chumash out of my room, I'm keeping the Chumash in my room. I decided that all of this Getchka business and the Roman idols business and all of these Avodah Zarah things are completely baloney and it's false. It's not true. And I decided, mommy, that the true way in the world is to become a Yid, the Jewish people. And so therefore, mommy, not only I've thrown away the Getchkes, and not only I'm going to learn Chumash and Torah, but I have become a Jew. And the mother almost fainted. I can't believe it. Don't you know, for a Roman, this is the worst thing, and especially for the king's family, your uncle Adrianus is the king. Do you know what this is going to look like in the eyes of all the Romans, that the king's own nephew became a Yid? And do you know what's going to happen to you when your uncle finds out? You're finished. Your life is in danger. Well, mommy, in that case, I'm going to have to leave home and I'm going to go away to Eretz Israel and live as a Yid. That's the only thing I can do, because I've decided this is the true way, and I don't care if my uncle is upset. I don't care about anything. She says, but in Eretz Israel, life is difficult. Don't you know? Don't you know how difficult it is? Here in Rome, you'll be a big millionaire. Everybody will give you honor. You're the king's nephew. You're like a prince. You're important. You'll have everything you want. Gold and silver and diamonds and money and delicious food. Mommy, I don't care about any of that. I care about doing what's right. And what's right is learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. That's the way it is. And that's the biggest honor. And that's the biggest riches. So I don't care, mommy, if I have to go to a place that's not so easy to live in, but I'm going to be close to Hashem, and that's the main thing. And so Kinalach, Uncleus left Rome, and he goes to live as a Jew in Eretz Israel. And of course we know that he taiched the Chumash from Hebrew into Aramaic, and he explained many things, and to this day, we have Targum Uncleus by the side of the Chumash. Kinalach. Later on, Adrianus, he asks his sister, where is that little troublemaker son of yours? Does he still have those funny books in his room? Is still, yeah, he's still making that trouble by throwing the Getchkes out and not believing in the Getchkes? Or did he straighten up by now? Well, my brother, I didn't want to tell you, I didn't want to get you upset, but I don't think he exactly straightened out. In fact, he's not around anymore. He left. Oh yeah, he left? Did you send him to a good Getchke school? That he should go learn good about the Getchkes and straighten out? And he should become a good Roman? Well, no, he left on his own. And he moved away from Rome to a different place. Well, what's the name of the place? Where did he go? He went to Eretz Yisrael. What? Eretz Yisrael? What for? Your nephew, Unkelus, has become a Yid, a Jew. What? My own nephew, your son, a royal Roman, has become a Jew? And Kinalach, Adrianus got so angry, his face turned red. Just like a tomato. Oh, I am going to punish him. I am going to get him for this. This is a not good thing for the royal family of Adrianus. And I'm going to show the Romans that I am punishing him for what he did. And he tells his guards, blow the trumpets to call my best soldiers. And of course they blow the trumpets. Beep, 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 beep. That's the trumpet call for the best soldiers to come. And the best officers. And of course right away come in the best soldiers and the best officers. They line up in front of the throne of Adrianus. Adrianus says, I have a special assignment that you have to go and arrest a very big criminal, and you have to go and do it now. This is royal orders of the king. Hey, yes, Adrianus, we'll go right away. What should we do? Go to the land of Eretz Yisrael, and over there is my own nephew, Unkelus. He has become a traitor and a bad guy. And he has done against Rome and the laws of Rome, and especially the royal family. Go and arrest him and bring me Unkelus. Bring him here to me and I'm going to punish him in the eyes of the Romans. Okay? The soldiers turned around, they walked out, they marched, they blew the trumpets again. Beep, 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 beep. And the Romans now are going to Eretz Israel. And they go find Unkelus where he's living. And all of a sudden, this whole group of Roman soldiers comes to the house of Unkelus. They don't knock on the door. Roman soldiers don't knock on the door. They just walk in. And Unkelus is in there. Ha! Look at you! We remember you from the palace when you were like everybody else. And now you're completely different. And your uncle, the king, is so angry. Look at you! What's that hand on your head? What's that little thing on your head? What is that? Oh, that's a yarmulke. Don't you know what that is? This shows us that above us is Hashem. What's Hashem? Hashem is the God who created the heavens and the earth. And the Roman soldiers say, Getchkes created the heaven and the earth. That's what we learn in Getchke school. And Unkelus says, this is baloney. Let me explain to you about Hashem. And he starts explaining to them how Hashem made the whole world and takes care of everything. And the Roman soldiers said, hey, we never heard of any of this. This is very interesting. And one of the soldiers says, I always wondered why I went to the place to dam to the Getchkes and they didn't do anything. I just thought they're big pieces of stone, but everybody else, you know, dams to them, so I do. Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I have in my house Getchkes. They tell me to have it. I never really believed in it. Hey, what's this Hashem you're talking about? And what's that book? What is that book with funny Chinese letters? This is not Chinese. This is a siddur. We daven to Hashem. He gives us brachas. He takes care of us. Hashem is the boss of the whole world. And when you daven to Hashem, He really listens to every word and helps, and He answers you. And the soldiers say, oh, this is very interesting. And what are those funny strings coming out of your pants? These are not strings, these are tzitzis. They remind us of the 613 mitzvahs. What are mitzvahs? A mitzvah is a command of Hashem that we do it and we're connected with Hashem. And we serve Hashem and we bring brachas on ourselves and we're close to Hashem and we become halik and all the brachas come from that. And Kenelach, the soldier, said, we didn't know any of this. We just thought, you know, the Jews are bad or we didn't know anything about them. And Uncle Liz explained to the soldiers about Hashem and Torah and mitzvahs. And the soldiers said, you know, why should we go back to Rome to all of those baloney getchkes? Let's stay here in Eretz Yisrael. It's very nice and very beautiful. And this is all sounding very interesting. Let's learn about Hashem. And Kenelach, the soldiers, put down their swords and their spears. They stayed with Uncle Liz. And you know what happened? They all became Yidden, every single one. And they went to the yeshiva to learn. Adrianus was sitting on his throne in Rome. And he's calling to his servant and his guard. He says, where are the soldiers and the generals and the officers that I sent to Eretz Israel to bring Uncleus, my nephew, as a prisoner? I am impatient. I can't wait. I want to get that Uncleus and punish him. Where is he already? They should be back by now. And Adrianus goes over to the window and he looks out at the road that comes back from Eretz Israel in that direction. And he doesn't see anybody coming. Where are those soldiers already? And Kenelach, he sent messengers to go find out what's going on. He sent them to Eretz Israel. And the messengers came back. And of course, now they have emergency news to tell Adrianus. And they blow the emergency trumpets. Dee, 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 dee. Emergency news. What's going on? Why do you tell me news? And why haven't the soldiers come back? And the generals and the officers. And where is Uncleus? Oh, the messengers were very nervous. Adrianus, we have very, very bad news to tell you. We saw the soldiers and the generals and the officers that you sent to Eretz Israel. We saw them in Yerushalayim. They're wearing yarmulkes. They're wearing tzitzis. They have beards. They're learning Torah. They're going and doing all the things that Jews do. And, King, they have become Jews. All of them. They all became Jews. What? How could this happen? Well, they said, they started speaking to Uncleus, and he was teaching them about Torah and telling them about mitzvahs, and they liked it so much they decided never to come back to Rome and to stay in Eretz Israel and be Jews. And they're all Jews now. They're not coming back here. And Adrianus got very angry. And his face turned red. And he says, and Adrianus says, I'm going to send another group of soldiers. And he calls his soldiers. And he says, go to Eretz Israel. You will bring Uncleus as a prisoner, and you will not speak to him about Torah. You will not let him speak to you about Torah. Not one word of Torah. Nothing. Just bring him back. And those soldiers went to Eretz Israel, and they went and they found the home of Uncleus. They go inside the house, and they grab Uncleus and they say, you're coming with us to Rome as a prisoner because you're in trouble with the king, your uncle Adrianus. And Uncleus tries to speak to them and they say, we will not let you speak one word of Torah. Strict royal orders from the king.
They take him out of his house, and now they take him on the road, and they're going towards Rome. Uncle says, wait, the king ordered you not to speak with me words of Torah, right? I'm not allowed to tell you any Torah, right? Yeah, that's right. Well, could we speak about other things, not words of Torah? Well, the soldiers said, well, that would probably be okay because the king only said we're not allowed to speak Torah. But other things, he didn't say we're not allowed to speak. So if you want to speak about other things, I guess we'll let you talk. It's a long way to go to Rome. It's not exactly so good if you don't say one word, you know. We also like to talk. Okay, you could speak other things, but not Torah things. And Uncle says, let me ask you soldiers a question. Let's see how smart you are, if you could figure it out. Oh yeah, we're smart soldiers. What do you think? We're the king's best soldiers. What do you think? We're smart. We'll figure anything out. You ask us. Okay, tell us. Whatever you want. Okay, let's say that a king is traveling at nighttime. It's very dark. Of course, he doesn't want to fall down in a hole or something, and he doesn't want to trip over a rock. So, of course, he has to have light. Right, soldiers? Of course. A king traveling at night has to have somebody to light his way. He has to have a lantern. He has to have a light burning. Okay, soldiers. Who is the one who would carry the light for the king? Who would carry the light for the king? Well, you know, a guard, a servant, maybe a general, maybe a schlepper. Anybody, I mean, somebody that the king wants him to carry the light, carries the light for the king. And he goes, and somebody carries the light for him. He doesn't carry his own light, he's the king. And somebody else goes in front of him, they light up the way, and the king can see where he's going. Now, Uncle says, soldiers, you're very smart, very good, it sounds good. Of course, we're just talking about soldier things, and light things, and king things, right? Nothing to do with Torah mitzvahs, right? Right. Now, let me ask you a question. Would the king ever carry a light for somebody else? Would the king ever carry a lantern for somebody else? And the soldier said, what do you think? Of course not. What do you mean? The king is so important, he would not carry the light for somebody else. Because there's nobody else that's more important than a king. The king is the most important. Why should the king carry a light for somebody else if he's the most important one? And Uncle says, and then soldiers, answer me this. Hashem is the king of the Yidden. And when the Yidden were in the desert, after they went out of Mitzrayim, and they were traveling at night, Hashem went in front of them with a pillar of fire. Hashem was holding the light. And he was holding light for his Yidden. They were going behind him. He was lighting up the way. And he was holding light for the Yidden. In other words, Hashem loves the Yidden so much, and he feels they're so important, that even though he's the king, he lights the way for them. That's how important a Yid is for Hashem. And the soldiers listened to this. They said, really? Hashem, the king, holds the light for his people because he loves them so much and he thinks they're so important? Oh my, that's wonderful. We never knew that. That sounds fantastic. We want to know more about Hashem. He sounds so good. He sounds so wonderful. Tell us more things. And of course, Kinalach, Uncle starts teaching them about Hashem and Torah mitzvahs. And the soldiers say, wait a minute. We want to learn more. Where could we go to learn more? We want to even learn more things. Uncle says, well, there's a wonderful yeshiva. Would you like to go back to Yerushalayim, back to yeshiva? You have a lot of friends there. Remember the elder soldiers that came the first time? They're all learning over there. They're learning Chumash. They're learning Mishnayos. They're learning all kinds of beautiful things about Torah mitzvahs, learning how to daven. Of course, you have to read Aleph Beis. Oh yeah, we want to do that. Let's go. And all the soldiers turned around And they went to the yeshiva. And kinalak, they all became yidden. And now this yeshiva is getting full of more and more people learning Torah mitzvahs. And they didn't go back to Rome. And kinalak Adrianus is sitting on his royal throne in Rome. And he's waiting for his second group of soldiers to come back with Uncles. And he says, this time I'm sure they'll bring him back because I commanded them, do not speak words of Torah with him. And that was the mistake of the first group. And the second group will not make that mistake. And Adrianus is waiting and waiting, and he's getting very impatient. And where are they already? They're not coming. He looks down the road. He doesn't see anybody coming. And he sends a messenger to go to Eretz Israel to find out what is taking them so long. And when the messenger gets back in the lach, he's shaking because he has to give Adrianus news that Adrianus does not want to hear. Adrianus says, speak! Where are my soldiers?
Adrianus, they're not coming. They're in yeshiva. They've all become Jews. They have beards. They have yarmulkes. They have tzitzis. They're learning Torah. Every one of those soldiers.
What? But I told them not to speak words of Torah with Uncles. What happened? They didn't speak words of Torah with Uncles.
What do you mean? So how did they become Jews?
They said they spoke other kind of things. They spoke other words. But somehow, some way, Uncles started speaking such wonderful things to them, and they loved it so much. And from other words, they came to Torah words. Before they knew it, they were interested in Hashem. Before they knew it, they were interested in Hashem and Torah mitzvahs. And they all went to yeshiva, and they all became Jews. And Adrianus got so upset, and his face turned red. And this time, Kinalach, Adrianus said, I will call my best, most careful soldiers who will follow my words exactly. And I'm going to make sure this time to get Uncles back to Rome. And this time my soldiers will not make any mistake. And he called a third group of soldiers. And he commands them and he says, you will go to Eretz Israel. You will go and bring Uncles, my nephew, to me. You will not speak to him words of Torah, and you will not speak to him other words. He will not be allowed to speak to you Torah words or other words. Nothing. Do you hear me? Uncles is not allowed to speak any words to you. Yes, Adrianus. And they said yes to Adrianus. And they start going now out of the palace to Eretz Israel. And of course they have to blow some kind of trumpets because there's some important thing happening. And the soldiers can Allah go to Eretz Israel. They go to the house of Uncles. They go into his house. They grab him. They do not let him speak. And they say, you're coming with us. And we're not going to let you speak of words of Torah. We're not going to let you speak words of Torah and nothing else and no other words. Let's go. And they start going out of the house. And as Uncles is going out of the house, all of a sudden he reaches up his hand on this thing that the soldiers see. It's like a little box on the door. And it's got this kind of a letter like with three fingers on it. You know, it looks like three fingers like this. 1, 2, 3. And it's on this kind of a little box on the door. Anybody know what that is? Who could tell me what is that thing?
Mezuzah.
Yeah, that's a mezuzah. Yeah, you know that's a mezuzah. These soldiers are Romans. They didn't know exactly what it was. And as Uncles is putting his hands on this little box, he smiles. He doesn't say a word. He just smiles. And the soldiers became very curious. What's he doing? Why did he put his hand on that little box? And why did he smile? And the other soldiers say, wait a minute, I also want to find out, but he's not supposed to talk, right? Yeah, the king said he's not supposed to talk, but we could ask him a question. I mean, we're allowed to ask him a question, right? If he just talks by himself, so maybe he's going to trick us, and he's going to talk words of Torah or something like that. Like what happened to other soldiers, he spoke to them and they go to yeshiva and start learning Torah and become yidden. But us, we're not going to let him talk. But we're curious now what he did. So we could ask him a question, right? That's coming from us. So did the king say we couldn't ask him a question? No, the king didn't say that. We're allowed to do that. If the king didn't say we're not allowed to do it, so we're allowed to do it. Okay, so let's ask him. Hey, Uncleus, why did you put your hand on that little box and smile? What's it for? It's funny or something? What is that? What's going on? What is that little box? And why are you so happy about that little box? Uncle has said, look, you're asking me the question, so I'm going to answer it, right? This little box is called a mezuzah. Inside this little box is a little scroll that's written by a sefer. Each letter is written carefully with his hand, with ink, with a feather. And it's written in there, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What are you talking about? What are you speaking about? Hey, don't let him talk. Don't let him talk. Wait, well, we could ask him a question, right? So we're asking him, so let him answer it. Okay, I'll tell you. First, I'll ask you a question to you'll be able to understand very good. A king, when he's sitting in his palace, he's very important, right? Does the king have guards guarding him in his palace? Of course. The king is so important, he has guards. The guards are guarding the king. They stand outside of his palace guarding him. Everybody knows that. And Uncleus smiles and he says, I'm thinking about how wonderful Hashem is, our king, the king of the Yidden, that we sit in our house and Hashem is outside of our house guarding us. I was smiling at how much Hashem loves the Yidden and how He takes care of us. That when we have a mezuzah on our door, Hashem, the king Himself, is outside of our house, outside of our door, and He's guarding us to make sure that nothing will happen to us, and He protects us, and He's outside. He is outside, and we, the Yidden, get to sit inside. That's how wonderful Hashem is. And I was just smiling about that, feeling so close to Hashem, and knowing Hashem will protect me from any bad thing. And the soldiers said, whoa, we didn't know how great Hashem is. We never heard about this. Now we're even more curious about other things about Hashem. Tell us more. And Kenelach, of course, the soldiers forgot all about that they weren't supposed to talk to Uncleus, and he started speaking to them, and he said, look, why don't you join all of your friends, the other soldiers, in the yeshiva, and then you can just not only learn for 1 minute, you can learn for hours and hours a day and at night. And the third group of soldiers went to yeshiva, and they became Yidden, and they learned Torah, and they did mitzvahs. And Kenelach, when Adrianus found out all of this, when Adrianus found out about what happened, even to his third group of soldiers, he sat on his throne and he cried and he had his servants come with tissues to blow his nose and he couldn't do anything about it. He was just crying. Oh, my soldiers, they've all left me. And that's the end of the story, Kenelach.